So we'd like to meditate this evening on Hebrews chapter 1, specifically the last verse of that chapter. But let's turn for our scripture reading then to this letter to the Hebrews. And we'll be reading the entire chapter, chapter 1, of this inspired portion of God's holy and infallible and inerrant word. This is God's and his word then in Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? But when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And of the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment. Like a cloak you will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand, till I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits, sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? So that last text is sort of the summary of the message here that we'll be giving here tonight. Are they, the angels, not all ministering spirits? And then it says, sent forth to minister to those who will inherit salvation. But in other portions of the chapter, we see that the servants of God, the angels, are also God's servants, his ministers. Hence, the title of the message, "The Angels, God's Servants, and Ours." I thought, dear people of God, that I would speak to you this evening about the angels.